Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. The man accused of at least four hit-and-run investigations targeting women will face a judge today. KSL-TV Sarah Park tells Davin Dujanovic she's been looking at past cases involving the suspect on FAM.
We have cases that go back from a theft, a squatting call, a case where he was charged with punching out a UTA train window. The violence here ramped up over years in terms of charges. So he's not unknown to police.
FAM's court appearance is scheduled for 1 o'clock this afternoon. We will follow up on the hearing for you right here on KSL News Radio. KSL's top national stories. Authorities say six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship rammed into a Baltimore bridge yesterday, sending a construction crew into the river. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says this morning that the bridge was not equipped to handle an incident of that magnitude. On the country's infrastructure report card, bridges were the only category to go down, dropping from a C-plus in 2017 to a C in 2021. Here is Vice Chair of the National Infrastructure Advisory Council, Maria Lehman.
I was on that report card committee that put that 2021 report card out. And for the first time since we've been record keeping, there are more bridges in the United States in fair and poor condition than there are in good condition. Fair condition means you can still fix it. Poor condition means you have to replace it, and that's expensive. We don't want those fares to go to poor. We want to be able to fix that.
President Biden says his administration will move heaven and earth to rebuild the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Meanwhile, here in Utah, there are currently 138 bridges in need of repair, but UDOT says there isn't any cause for alarm.
UDOT oversees all 3,053 bridges across the state. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association lists 75 of those as structurally deficient. To us, that may sound sketchy, but Mitch Shaw with UDOT said it's part of their system to stay ahead of needed repairs, retrofits, or rebuilds.
The bridges that people are driving on are completely safe. If a bridge was at all unsafe, we wouldn't have it open, and we would take immediate action to either replace it or fix it.
Shaw said Utah is one of the most robust programs for bridge inspection, and we're nationally recognized for how prepared our bridges are for types of constant traffic we see and in the event of accidents and impact. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Utah is seeing a huge drop in the number of building permits being issued and, in turn, less new housing. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
According to a report by real estate online search company Point 2, Utah issued 20% less building permits last year than in 2022, with the Ogden, Clearfield, and Provo Aura markets taking the biggest dive in terms of the percentage of permits issued. Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute senior research fellow Dayon Eskich tells me high interest rates are a huge reason why.
People are just priced out, and so developers aren't building it because they know they can't sell it.
Eskich says state programs and zoning changes to allow for more smaller homes are helping, but we need more buyer-friendly prices to go along with them to really start solving the problem. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The mother of a worker who had a trench collapse on him in Cedar Hills tells KSL-TV her son is now home from the hospital. He was buried alive, and it took a number of rescue personnel to get him out yesterday. Fellow worker Rick Jones tells KSL-TV the quick actions of other workers saved this man's life.
The two other guys immediately responded by grabbing on shovels and jumping in the hole and uncovering his head down to his shoulders to give him as much air as possible.
The man suffered serious injuries, but his co-workers are grateful he's alive. Delta Airlines is responding after one of their flights to Amsterdam had to return back to Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Delta Airlines says sorry for the inconvenience after flight 56 from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam returned back to Salt Lake City because a panel behind one of the two engines fell off the Airbus A330neo jetliner during takeoff on Sunday. It got only as far as the Montana-North Dakota boundary before it had to turn back. A pylon panel behind the engine on the left wing detached on takeoff. According to the FAA, this is at least the third time in 3 months that a panel has come off a U.S. jetliner. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. There will be another pause in the enforcement of a controversial immigration law in Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan says a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has extended the block on SB4.
The vote was 2-1, with the lone dissenter being Judge Andrew Oldham, who wrote that Texas is, quote, supposed to retain at least some of its sovereignty, even in immigration matters. Oldham is familiar with Texas law, having served as the state solicitor general before then-President Trump nominated him to the appeals court.
The Fifth Circuit has another hearing next week on April 3rd to consider the question of whether SB 4 is lawful and constitutional. Allies of Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney have reached a settlement agreement in the fight over how Walt Disney World is developed in the future. The agreement ends almost 2 years of litigation that was sparked by DeSantis's takeover of the district because of the company's opposition to Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We have had a stalled vehicle in Draper, southbound I-15, near 123rd South over to the right, but causing some backups in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. There are so many wonderful things coming up right around the corner here in the state of Utah. Take, for example, Conference Weekend in downtown Salt Lake City. Where are you going to take those special visitors from out of town for a great, great dinner? How about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Or take the drive up Parley's Canyon and go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse at Hotel Park City. The food is beyond compare. Whether it's a steak or seafood or poultry, whatever it might be, you will never have a better meal than the meal waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And the side dishes, the desserts, and the attention to detail, your serving staff is absolutely amazing at Ruth's Chris. And don't forget all the other great things that are coming up, too. You know, maybe you're going to go to the theater, a movie. Maybe you're going to head up and do a little skiing. The entertainment is waiting for you here in the state of Utah, and the great meal is waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Advanced Window Products offers grabber window covers. High-end quality with the best warranty. Save 30% off when you mention KSL. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindows.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, a study of Utah's bridges has revealed that 138 bridges are in need of repair, but UDOT says there is no immediate risk to the public and no cause for alarm. KSL News Time 12:08, American Fork Police busted a man for having 30 pounds of fentanyl, but the Drug Enforcement Agency says this doesn't even scratch the surface of the problem here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
The DEA says fentanyl is the focus of most of their current drug investigations.
Just our office last year in 2023, we seized about 665,000 pills. In 2024, we're already on pace to knock that out of the park.
Special Agent Dustin Gillespie from the DEA's Salt Lake City Division called fentanyl the most potent and deadly drug in the history of our country and our state. He warns that part of what makes it so dangerous is that most other illicit drugs these days are laced with fentanyl, and a lot of people may not know what or how much they're taking. Gillespie says they're making a big effort to crack down on high-level distributors and suppliers. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A portion of 2400 South in South Salt Lake will be closed for 3 weeks starting today. The city will be replacing and installing a new water line. Drivers and residents in the area will be asked to seek alternate routes for the time being. Two men are facing charges after police say they destroyed a radar speed sign in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Hurricane police say they have video footage of the two men beating a brand new radar speed sign and the trailer attached to it with a baseball bat. The men told police they were at a party when they got angry and left and decided to let off some steam by destroying the speed sign. The equipment belongs to Hurricane PD and is worth more than $12,000. Both men are facing felony criminal mischief charges. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
We have updated ski resort closing dates thanks to this week's snowfall. Cherry Peak, Eagle Point, and Sundance will be closing on April 7th. Deer Valley, Alta, and Park City will be closing just 2 weeks later. Bryan Head and Snowbird will stay open the longest, closing May 5th and May 27th. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Any problems out there on the roads, Ricky?
Well, it looks like UHP has been able to clear the stalled vehicle in traffic southbound I-15 in Draper. And the delays we were seeing from 100 and about 6 south all the way to 123rd south, those are clearing out really quickly as well now that all lanes of travel are open. So we are back to a problem-free commute on your Salt Lake County freeways. But I am hearing scanner chatter of a possible UHP slowdown on I-15 in Springville. So far, I'm not seeing any kind of delays or that the slowdown is causing an issue just yet. New deals are blooming at Murdoch Hyundai. Pick your new car at the spring sales event. Receive 0% for 3 years on the Tucson or lease a new Elantra for only $199. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low to mid-50s today with partly cloudy skies. It'll be dry. Overnight, dipping off to 44. Tomorrow, we've got a chance for rain with a cold front in the afternoon. High of 57. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy skies, 46 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the latest on the bridge collapse in Baltimore. We'll speak with one of our national correspondents who's been following what officials are saying about the recovery efforts of the 6 missing people and the rebuilding of that bridge. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Don't wait. Call or go online to switch today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eagle bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Save big during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's with limited time deals on everything you need. Right now, buy one select DeWalt 20-volt max tool, get one DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack free, a $179 value. Plus, save $20 on a select bucket of Deck Plus wood screws. Find these deals and more in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 318 through 329 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the year to go see Utah Symphony and Utah Opera. The lineup is stacked. With beloved classical masterworks like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the tragic love story La Boheme, favorite movies like Disney's Frozen, and an unforgettable evening with Broadway star Audra McDonald, there is so much to love. Tickets start as low as $21, so secure great seats for extraordinary live music experiences now at usuo.org. On March 29th and 30th, hear a violinist at the top of her game. International competition winner Serena Huang is making her debut with the Utah Symphony, performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. It's one of his most popular pieces, but so difficult that it's only attempted by the top violinists. Feel the energy in your limbs as the violinist's bow dances across your strings. It's monumental, dramatic, and selling fast. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org.
Don't miss the Utah Symphony performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah is seeing a massive decline in the number of building permits issued and in turn less new housing. One expert says interest rates are a big reason why. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the man accused of running down at least six women with his car is expected to appear in court today. He's facing several attempted murder charges. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
You're good to go on I-15 north or southbound in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. All clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Finally, a break in the wet weather. We'll go partly cloudy today with a high of 54. I'm Matt Johnson.
46 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Crews in Baltimore now shifting to recovery with six construction workers presumed dead after the cargo ship slammed into a support pylon yesterday, causing the metal span to collapse. U.S. Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Gauthier.
The Coast Guard and the response community is deeply saddened at that the missing individuals have not survived.
The bridge also serving as a major artery for vehicle traffic, and there's also major impact to the ports, with ships now being diverted to other ports along the Atlantic. After returning from the site, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at the White House briefing says he'll convene a meeting with shipping industry leaders tomorrow on how to reopen the port quickly.
We are concerned about the local economic impact, with some 8,000 jobs directly associated with port activities. And we are concerned about implications that will ripple out beyond the immediate region.
The Coast Guard and Army Corps of Engineers now in charge of the cleanup. The Coast Guard says there are more than 50 containers on the ship that are hazardous but not posing a threat at this time. In the latest back and forth in the courts, a federal appeals panel has extended the block for Texas's controversial immigration law.
Three members of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard oral arguments last week on the merits of SB 4, the new Texas law giving local police authority to arrest people who may be in the country illegally. Last night, the panel voted 2-1 to extend the pause in enforcement of that statute, writing that federal law still supersedes state law in immigration matters. Another hearing is scheduled on the matter next week. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
One lucky winner. Lottery officials say one person won the $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot last night. No word yet, though, on who holds the winning ticket, but we know that that ticket was sold in Neptune, New Jersey, at a ShopRite liquor store. The store's CEO now says $30,000 bonus check they received will be donated to local charities. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Six people are presumed dead after a cargo ship slammed into Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore yesterday, causing it to collapse. Joining me now live is national correspondent Alex Capriello. Am I saying that correctly, Alex?
Yes, you got it. Capriello.
Thank you for being with me today. The Coast Guard just held a press conference. What did they say about the search for the missing construction workers?
Well, it's no longer a search and rescue at this time. Unfortunately, it is now shifted to recovery of these six bodies that are presumed still in the water. What's unclear is whether or not they're still in that location where the Key Bridge collapsed, or if these really significant tides and currents might have pushed their bodies. On top of the dangers of having to search for these bodies, we are getting downpours here in Baltimore. So it's cold, it's wet, it's rainy, it's dangerous. And so it's a really tough time for those first responders right now in the water.
Those officials have also mentioned toxic materials in the river. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that was a concern because they had to make sure that the ship was stabilized. Obviously, there is a lot of twisted metal and debris from the bridge that is still on top of the ship at the point of impact. The ship is carrying 1.5 million gallons of fuel and oil, not to mention upwards of 56 different containers containing hazardous materials. The Vice Admiral just spoke at the White House and said that there should be no threat to the public at this time. They are not concerned about the hazardous materials. In fact, most of them are somewhat harmless minerals. That being said, they are still labeled as hazardous materials, so they are putting as much care as possible into making sure that they're secure during this long process of stabilizing the ship, removing the cargo, and getting the ship out of the water.
It's early in the process, still have an investigation and cleanup, but what are officials saying about rebuilding the bridge?
Well, the Biden administration is saying that it is going to do whatever it can within its federal authority to help out the city of Baltimore, Maryland, and the port of Baltimore to get this bridge rebuilt. That being said, it looks as if it is going to require at least some level of congressional approval. So we're going to need to see some Republican and Democratic leaders reach across the aisle to help out if this is going to be something that is fixed as quickly as they would like it to be. That being said, all the authorities that we're speaking to, whether it's the president, the transportation secretary, the governor, they're all trying to sort of forewarn that this is going to be a long and tedious process, that it is not going to be overnight. It could take years.
Alex, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me.
Okay, thanks so much for having me. Mm-hmm.
Live on the KSL Newsline, national correspondent Alex Capriello joining us this hour. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, what's going on?
Well, I don't have an accident reported, and I'm just looking through the traffic cameras, but right now I'm seeing drivers really slowing down. Murray and Midvale on southbound I-15, right about the south interchange to 7200 south. Again, I'm looking for what may be causing the problem, and I don't see anything yet, but we'll keep you posted. That's the only spot of slowing on any of the valley freeways at this time. Escape the winter blues for blue skies and sunshine in Beatty, Nevada. Experience Death Valley National Park, canyon and desert trails for off-road hiking and biking, ghost towns, and more. BeattyNevada.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, finally getting a break from the wet weather today, 54 and partly cloudy by this afternoon. Breezy tomorrow out of the south, 57 the high with a cold front in the afternoon. 53 mostly cloudy on your Friday, goes to more showers on Saturday, 55 the high, back to 56 with another round of valley rain and mountain snow on Sunday. Mostly cloudy 53 Monday, and we're dry, partly cloudy on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 48 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Boy, they are in great shape today. The Dow up by nearly 300 points. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Discover the best of senior living at Trio Orem and Trio South Ogden. Today's older adults aren't wrapping up their life's journey. They're seeking a new one. And Trio Independent Living is here to help them do just that. With a smart, modern, and connected lifestyle, residents cultivate relationships and maximize independence through signature programs like Prime Fit Wellness that bring living well and well-being to life. Welcome to the new age of senior living. Schedule your visit at leisurecare.com/Utah today.
It's gonna be here before you know it.
Here comes the summer, like a wave of change.
Sota Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you gotta get started right now at SotaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Sota's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she's let go of 35 pounds with Sota. With their help, I let go of 37 pounds, and I've kept it off for over 2 years now. That's because Sota works. It's absolutely changed my life. Sota helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people living the results every single day. Go to SotaWeightLoss.com. That's S-O-T-A weightloss.com.
You wouldn't know it, but most financial advisors are put in a box. I'm Jeff Jr. Fraser from Trajan Wealth, and I want to provide you a little insight about financial advisors. Most financial advisors have to sell what their company requires them to sell, and many advisors have to only adhere to what's called a suitability standard. A suitability standard is a limited standard of care, not requiring what's sold to be best, just suitable. Advisors with this loose standard often have limited investment and product selection. Trajan Wealth is held to a fiduciary standard, which is the highest standard of care in the advisory business. And that's just one of the many reasons we have billions of dollars under our care and attract clients from other advisors. Raise your standards today and call Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house, whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed. Call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time, 1225. This week, we've been talking about Utah's housing prices, which are among the highest in the country. So it might come as a surprise that one survey says Utah is among the most affordable states in the country.
Certified financial planner Shane Stewart says the report from USA Today gives Utahns a median income of nearly $90,000 a year, as opposed to the average income.
Most people in the real world will think, whoa, am I even in the hunt here? Whereas if you use the average salary of about close to $50,000 here in Utah, you get a little better perspective on what that looks like and probably a more fair number to use.
The report rates Utahns as spending the nation's lowest percentage of income for health care and number four in terms of homeowner costs as a percentage of income. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money. If you haven't received your tax refund yet, you may be in for a happy surprise. The IRS says the average tax refund this year is nearly $3,200. That's up about 5% from last year. Former President Trump's social media app Truth Social did incredibly well on his first day of trading on Wall Street. Shares peaked at $78. The president's $3 billion stake is now worth $5.5 billion. A BYU student startup won a $30,000 prize after taking first place in the Utah Entrepreneur Challenge. Kylie Black is the founder of Powder Baby Dry Shampoo, a healthy non-aerosol dry shampoo. Black says she plans to use the money to advertise her product. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 303 points, more than 0.75%, sitting at 39,587. S&P 500, it's up by 24. The NASDAQ up by 36 points.
The GOP speaker is getting weaker. Hopefully, somebody will step forward and lead.
Does a new vote against Mike Johnson throw the U.S. House in turmoil again?
Everyone is unserious about having a serious conversation about the finances in this country.
Listen this week as Johnson navigates Republican discontent. Get the latest on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson this week from 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Not sure if it's a crash, but we do have some vehicles to the right. Southbound I-15 at 7200 South. This is what's been causing the backup. Now passing the South Interchange on to 53rd South in Murray. And it looks like that right lane is blocked. Right now, I don't have any other information, official information from UDOT or others. But right now, just expect some traffic that's really bogged down southbound I-15 as you're approaching the south interchange going through Midvale. If you're traveling the rest of the Salt Lake County freeways or I-15 in Davis and Utah counties, you are good to go. Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package, including one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
54 degrees this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. We'll finally get a break from the wet weather. Overnight, 44 degrees. Tomorrow, breezy out of the south, then a cold front in the afternoon, high of 57. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in Tooele, 45 degrees. Here in downtown Salt Lake City, 48. And in St. George at this hour, 54.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230, KSL's top story this hour. The Iron County School Board has put the decision of a potential name change for Cedar High School's mascot to a public vote. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports on a contentious meeting last night.
Cedar High School has had the Reds mascot name for 5 years after the school board changed it from Redmond. Now the board is considering changing it back to Redmond. Cheryl Stratton, a CHS graduate, has concerns with the name Reds as defined by the dictionary.
One, a Native American slur. Two, a downer. Three, communism. And we want our kids to be able to define it like that.
But a five-tribe council is adamantly opposed to going back to the Redmond, saying it's a proposal by people who aren't approved to advocate for the council. The board will look into the issue further and hopes to have the public vote later this year. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The NAACP and others are speaking out after the University of Utah women's basketball team says that they were the target of racism while staying in Idaho. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
NAACP Salt Lake Branch President Janetta Williams said in a statement she was disappointed to hear about what happened to the team while they were staying in Quarter Lane and that it should not be taken lightly. A school admin originally told KSL.com a few days before the Lady Utes played Gonzaga, the team was headed into a restaurant when a truck pulled up to them and someone in it yelled the N-word at them. They say it happened again on their way out.
Not only are local police investigating, Williams says she's been told that the FBI is involved. A group of three teens are accused of murdering 21-year-old Alex Franco. Franco's grandma, Shelley Kilpatrick, tells KSL-TV she feels it's right that the two of them are being charged as adults.
It saddens me because he's still a kid. Guns in kids' hands ain't no good.
Despite the death, Kilpatrick says she doesn't want to carry on any hate and hopes that the accused teens get the help that they need. A West Jordan man who claims that he shot and killed his best friend by accident on Tuesday is now behind bars. 29-year-old Anthony Sanchez was with his friend, 27-year-old Dylan Miller Medeme, and he said he pulled out his gun trying to be funny but didn't know that it was loaded. Miller Medeme was shot in the chest and Sanchez called 911. Unfortunately, Miller Medeme died at the hospital from his injury. An illness is affecting dairy cows across the country. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food is closely watching cows imported to the state, beefing up the necessary documents and other requirements. Bailey Wolstenhume with the department says is only affecting a small population of cattle.
We're only seeing it in dairy cattle, specifically older age lactating cattle. So if they are not currently milking, we have not seen this disease affecting them.
Wolstenhume says they don't expect it to affect the overall commercial milk supply. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. President Biden says the federal government will foot the bill for the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore to be repaired. ABC's Jay O'Brien says that will now be up to Congress, though, to appropriate the money.
I've been talking to sources who say that is most likely going to need to come in a kind of supplemental funding request to Congress because there aren't areas of the federal government that really have the size of budget to really repay every single dollar it would take to rebuild that bridge ultimately when it gets to that point.
Six people are still unaccounted for after yesterday's accident when a cargo ship rammed into a support pillar to that bridge. Rescue crews have halted their operations at the site of the collapse. A Homeland Security assessment obtained by ABC News says the tangled metal and debris left in the river makes the environment too dangerous for the rescue divers. The collapsed bridge is blocking a key channel of a busy port, impacting about 15,000 workers. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore says the Port of Baltimore is the largest port in the country for foreign cargo, and they see about 51 million tons. Moore stated that this will have a huge economic impact, just not just on Maryland, but on the country. Other national stories KSL is following. Federal authorities continue to build their case against music and liquor mogul Sean Diddy Combs. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
Law enforcement sources familiar with the investigation into Sean Diddy Combs tell ABC News the federal probe is focused on possible sex trafficking offenses or violations of the Travel Act, which prohibits interstate or foreign travel for the purposes of a sex act. The federal agents who searched Combs' properties in Los Angeles and Miami on Monday seized computers and other electronic devices. The attorney for the rap mogul said Combs is innocent and will fight every day to clear his name. Brian Clark, ABC News.
First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake City PD calling out a crash 5600 West 2100 South. They're going to be moving that out of traffic and delays southbound I-15 Murray to Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 1235. Hey, if you want to lose weight and look and feel better before summer, then I want to tell you what's working for me. Salt Lake City Fat Loss has eliminated all of my favorite excuses, like I don't have time to work out and I don't want to eat expensive prepackaged meals. In 60 days, I've lost 25 pounds following a plan designed just for me by Salt Lake City Fat Loss, and I'm now convinced it's the secret to jump-starting your weight loss. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn all that stored fat that you're carrying around. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. I've lost 25 pounds. That's more than 4 inches off my waist alone. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Bigger stories demand more accountability, more experience, more trust.
If it's like an election day or we're expecting some bad weather, KSL presents the story unbiased.
It's a good local source.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
What's in your garden? Oakdale Organic Compost nutrient-rich formula makes vegetables, flowers, trees, and lawns grow beautifully. No wonder it's the official compost of Thanksgiving Point. Visit Oakdale.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top story. Cedar Hills High is looking at whether to change the name of their mascot. 5 years ago, they changed it from the Red Men to the Reds, but some are concerned about the connotation. Now they will hold a public vote on whether to change it back. KSL News Time, 1238. Election year is here, and that means scammers will try to get your money by pretending to be a legitimate campaign. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
We see this happen every election season. Scammers send text messages, emails, or calls all in an effort to get your bank account details or download malware to your device. Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says one of the ways scammers try to sound legit is by citing personal information they find about you online.
If you have a public profile, especially, but even if you have a private profile, don't put out things that are just, you know, too personal where someone could reach out and call you and then you think, oh, they know me.
If you get a scam message, then report it to the Bureau's scam report. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Paris's mayor has a message for Olympians about climate change. there won't be air conditioning in their apartments.
The irreversibility of climate change, and that everyone must become aware of this, including athletes.
Connor Manns is a marathon runner from Utah. He tells the Deseret News that the heat could hurt his sleep schedule. Paris saw record-breaking temperatures in triple digits last year. To adjust for the expected heat wave this summer, Paris will be putting athletes in villages that pump water up from the ground to cool the apartments. Building facades are away from the sun and toward the Seine River. Mayor Hidalgo says to doubters, trust the science. Today is the Utah Red Cross Giving Day.
Just a few years ago, Benjamin Donner, executive director with the Utah Red Cross, found himself in an emergency room in Draper needing 4 units of blood. Thanks to anonymous donors, that blood was available and saved his life.
Now I say thank you on behalf of my 16-year-old. They say thank you for keeping their dad here. And that brings it home in a way that I never expected. But found myself on the other end of that.
Last year, Utahns helped more than 800 people with life-saving donations. They encourage those who can to make a donation financially or by giving blood or volunteering. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Crews are moving a surface street crash out of traffic over to a parking lot, 5600 West, 2100 South, in case they haven't made it out of the way yet. Watch for that. But delays linger southbound I-15 between 53rd and 7200 South. We're at 72nd South in Midvale. We have had some vehicles over to the shoulder. I'm not sure if it's an accident, but that is definitely what has added to the delays that we're seeing along that stretch of southbound I-15. Don't miss Park City Gallery Association's monthly gallery stroll the last Friday of each month. Shop, dine, and get inspired by supporting local. Visit ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com. ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A pretty nice day on tap, partly cloudy skies, dry, 54 the high. Breezy tomorrow, high of 57 with a cold front in the afternoon. We'll keep it cloudy on Friday, 53 the high, but a slight chance for a stray shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 48 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, the racist remarks against Utah's women's basketball team in Idaho continue to draw attention, including from our local NAACP. We will hear from a former FBI agent who is familiar with the white supremacist groups in that area. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you?
We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email S. Palmer at KSL.com. That's S. Palmer at KSL.com.
Well, hello, it's me again. And like me, I'll bet you're ready for spring and a little green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $199.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then West 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
dozens of Utah's bridges are listed as structurally deficient, but UDOT, who oversees all of them across the state, says they are still safe, and if they weren't, they would close them. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, a man was killed in West Jordan by his friend yesterday. His friend says he was trying to be funny when he pulled out a gun. He didn't know it was loaded. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Well, we have had the crash at 1300 South 500 West cleared, but we still have lingering delays on southbound I-15 between Maria 53rd South to 7200 South in Midvale, where you will find a vehicle out of traffic on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure moving in today, making for dry conditions, but wet weather returns tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national story.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A U.S. official tells ABC News Israel's prime minister has agreed to reschedule his delegation's visit to the White House to discuss Israel's military plans in Rafah. That's the last refuge for Palestinians. UNICEF's James Elder says Gaza is facing a dire situation and famine. ABC's Britt Clinett has more.
The Elder describes how parents are standing over their desperately starved children while there is a crossing 10 or 15 minutes away. It really was a very grim picture that he painted for the children of Gaza, so they just don't know where they're going to wake up the next day.
In Baltimore, recovery efforts continuing for six construction workers presumed dead following yesterday's bridge collapse. The cargo ship that slammed into the bridge remains in the water with mangled metal jutting out. Too dangerous, authorities say, for divers to go in today. And for the first time since December, a winning ticket drawn for Mega Millions. That ticket sold in a New Jersey ShopRite. No word yet on who won.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake City's branch of the NAACP is speaking out against the racism that Utah women's basketball team experienced while they were staying in Idaho. The team says they were called the N-word by drivers in trucks on three occasions. Authorities in Coeur d'Alene have apologized and sworn to investigate the matter. Retired FBI agent Greg Rogers, who has worked a lot of cases in Idaho, explained some of the dynamics there to Dave and Dujanovic this morning.
I spent a lot of time in Coeur d'Alene, and unfortunately there are still a number of very active militia groups. The Aryan Nations there, thankfully, is Richard Butler, who founded it, died in the early 2000s, and the Southern Poverty Law Center was successful in a very good lawsuit and seized all their property and sold it to satisfy a judgment. So they're gone. But, you know, the remnant of the Aryan Nations and militia groups are still very active in that area.
Rogers says a lot of the paramilitary groups that he infiltrated were outside of Coeur d'Alene.
To be brutally honest, though, Coeur d'Alene kind of gets a bad rap. It's not – Coeur d'Alene is sort of like Park City is to Utah. Coeur d'Alene's a very liberal city for Idaho. It's very high-end resort community, very expensive. The militia guys and the Aryan Nations guys, when they were still prevalent up there, couldn't afford to live in Coeur d'Alene. So they lived outside of Coeur d'Alene in cities like Hayden Lake and Rathdrum. But they do come into Coeur d'Alene all the time because that's where, quite frankly, that's where Home Depot, Walmart, that's where all, you know, they come into town for those things and to go to downtown Coeur d'Alene, which is where the basketball team was. The team was in a really nice hotel that's called the Resort right on the lake. It's actually beautiful. Yeah. And you can walk right from the resort to downtown, which is what they were doing. And so, unfortunately, some of these knuckleheads were down there and saw them.
Rogers added that a lot of the white supremacist groups that he interacted with in that area were frequently touting the rhetoric that minorities should be run out of the area. Coeur d'Alene's police chief, Lee White, says if someone is arrested, there are two state charges that could be enforced, malicious harassment and disorderly conduct. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. The latest now with Ricky Meese.
Just one spot of slowing on your Valley freeways. It's southbound I-15. It starts just after 53rd South and continues to 7200 South in Midvale. Your main secondaries are actually in pretty good shape at this hour. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts out with a dry day, partly cloudy this afternoon, with a high of 54. Tomorrow, cold front by afternoon, breezy out of the south, 57. Valley rain, mountain snow by afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a shower Friday, 53. Better rain chances Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Unfortunately, wet weather expected for Easter Sunday. Mostly cloudy, 53 on Monday. Tuesday's partly cloudy and 58. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Well, the sun is trying to come out. 48 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow right now up by nearly 300 points. It's a great day on the markets. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all, and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.copac.us.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Rick at loansbyrick.com has some important information for anyone in Utah and Idaho who's thinking of buying a house. Do it now. Don't wait until summer, because home prices in those two states will likely increase by 10 to 20% due to in-migration from California and other states. That means a house that costs $400,000 right now will go up by $40,000 to $80,000 with multiple offers. Interest rates may drop later in the year, possibly to the 6% range, but the increased cost of the home will mean that your monthly payments will go up by a lot. So start looking and buy now. Refinance when the interest rates go down. Waiting to buy your home will only hurt you in the long run. For more details and buying strategies, call Rick at loansbyrick.com right now. 801-809-SAVE. Rick can evaluate your situation and get you on the path to buying a home today. 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
KSL News Time 1254. Subaru is recalling more than 100,000 vehicles because of a potential problem that could prevent airbags from deploying in a crash. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
Subaru says a sensor in the front passenger seat of some Outbacks and Legacies could short circuit and prevent a front passenger airbag from deploying in a crash. More than 118,000 vehicles from the 2020 through 2022 model years are subject to the recall. Subaru will notify their owners by mail in May. Dealers will replace the sensor at no cost.
Subaru says this recall impacts about 118,000 customers. Watching Utah's money, businesses are feeling the effects of the crisis in the Red Sea. The fast fashion retailer H&M says they've had to postpone their spring and summer campaigns because of delays. Shipping firms are avoiding the Suez Canal and rerouting trips around the southern tip of Africa. Fast food workers in California are losing their jobs now that the new minimum wage law takes effect. The new $20 minimum wage impacts 80% of the workforce. KSL Drives, your phone won't be the only thing with fast wireless charging. A Tennessee lab is working on a wireless electric vehicle charger. It sits on the floor and the car just parks over it. It's not quite ready for mass production. There are still a few kinks to work out, but researchers say it looks promising. And the Dow right now up by 282 points, sitting at 39,563. S&P up by 18. The NASDAQ up by 4 points.